KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Dan Dreher. According to AAA, nearly 7 million Californians travel by car this holiday week. Some may take a break at a highway rest stop, often a dimly lit parking lot in need of repair. The state's highway rest areas are due for a facelift, and at least one pit stop will be getting an extreme makeover as soon as next year. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coker reports.
Most of California's 87 rest stops were built in the 1960s, and they're usually little more than a bathroom or a place for tired motorists to stretch their legs.
Other states are using their rest stops for multiple purposes, not just for trucks and cars, not just a picnic table and a potty.
That's Carol Whiteside, president of the Great Valley Center, a nonprofit that sponsored a design competition for revamping rest stops. The first that will be upgraded is near the town of Tipton on Highway 99. It's the first rest stop motorists hit heading north from Southern California to the Central Valley, and drivers may be surprised at what they could find.
Wouldn't it be nice to get a real cup of coffee instead of a vending machine cup of coffee? Wouldn't it be great to have a farmer's market on the rest stop so that people could pick up some of the wonderful fruits and vegetables that are grown in the region instead of having to pull a candy bar out of a vending machine?
There will also be solar panels, wastewater recycling, and wireless internet, as well as photos and maps with suggestions for local restaurants. The state has earmarked $8 million for the Tipton remodel, but may need as much as $20 million. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
San Francisco is rapidly becoming the nation's green capital. Its restaurants are composting more than any other city in the country. A new hotel in town may be one of the first to achieve a highly prized environmental certification. And now, a new kind of bank committed to spending its green dollars on green businesses has opened, making San Francisco its headquarters. Nancy Mullane reports.
There are dozens of banks in California, but there's only one, a new one, committed to making sure environmentally sound businesses thrive. It's called the New Resource Bank, and even the spacious ground floor offices just south of the city's financial district are green.
We built this bank really to adhere to many of the green principles to provide for a healthier, more energy efficient, and more environmentally friendly space.
Peter Liu is New Resource Bank's vice chairman and one of the bank's co-founders.
The features start right, you know, when you walk into the door on the doormat. It's an innovative doormat that uses two substrates to get rid of more particulate air pollution inside of the space. So, you know, green can be healthier, but green can also sometimes make things look more beautiful.
Lou says there's been an explosion of new businesses devoted to building sustainable agriculture and alternative energy sources. And those businesses need a bank that understands their unique needs.
The community support has been tremendous, and we have great traction and great results and been able to get great deposit flow as well as make some great loans to good green and efficient projects.
It may be just the right time for a bank with this particular focus. Recently, California passed legislation requiring a 25% reduction in the emission of greenhouse gases by the year 2020. A UC study predicts that's going to result in an expansion of green energy technologies and the creation of some 17,000 jobs. So far, more than 200 investors have raised more than $24 million to get the bank up and running. One of those investors is Bob Epstein, founder of both SciBase and Environmental Entrepreneurs. It's a national community of business leaders and professionals committed to protecting the environment while building economic prosperity. Epstein says what New Resource Bank offers is a unique understanding of green businesses.
There's two things that really attracted me. One is Peter thoroughly researched the business and found that there was a lot of green businesses that would like a bank that shares their values. So that was the first point. There was demand. The second point is the financial returns from bank investments are very, very good. And so it met my threshold as an investor, and it met my interest level in saying, can we help green businesses be more successful? Can we get more capital flowing into green? You know, the good side of the green, the plus that says, here's the economic advantages.
Even though the bank is still small, it only has the one location in downtown San Francisco, its tall glass doors are open to consumers and businesses alike. Lou says business loans may average between $400,000 and $700,000, and as an FDIC-insured bank, it offers everything from checking and savings accounts to online banking, credit cards, and payroll services. One of the first businesses to open an account was Berkeley Mills. They design and manufacture craftsman-like furniture, windows, and doors using sustainably harvested wood. Doug Crawford is president and chief operating officer. He says New Resource Bank is already serving as a hub, a connector for green businesses throughout the Bay Area.
For example, we're using a green marketing firm that's part of the bank's community. They're also using some financial resources that they're putting this whole network of us together. So we're actually building up the entire green community as well as the green financial investment community through this process.
New Resource Bank isn't the first to take a risk by focusing its dollars on sustainable businesses. More than 20 years ago, the Netherlands-based Triodos Bank began financing projects with a social and environmental purpose. In the past 5 years, it's doubled its assets to more than $2.5 billion, and today is one of the founding investors of New Resource Bank. Joe Morford is a financial analyst with RBC Capital Markets in San Francisco. He says New Resource Bank could very well succeed in offering a bank to people who share environmental values. But Morford adds their first few investments are critical ones.
There's been a ton of new banks started across the country, particularly here in California, the last several years. And it's very competitive. It's going to be hard for a lot of these banks to survive. And I think if you are able to carve out a niche and provide value-added differentiated service, you actually have a better chance to succeed. And in this case, where they're targeting a new, fast-growing industry where, you know, they'll have a real understanding and competitive advantage, you know, I think their prospects are good.
Board members of the New Resource Bank say they hope to turn a profit within 2 years, maybe earlier. For the California Report, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, December 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Dan Dreher. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, and the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.